While it isn't anything to do with the point, I'm always amused at this little piece of the gospel, because if you know the geography, I don't know what in the world Mark was really doing. There's probably some profound thing about it. But he left Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee. Geographically, that would be like going to Marco Island via Punta Gorda. Okay? It doesn't work. So we'll leave that part of this out. But when you're different, people are afraid of you. If you're blind, people usually step out of the way. If you're deaf, few people will find a way to communicate with you. Moreover, some with a severe hearing deficit or with no hearing at all find it difficult to speak. And so communication is difficult, resulting in a great burden of isolation and often depression. These people suffer not from a hearing loss, because it isn't painful. They suffer because they rarely get a chance to contribute to the community. They feel as though no one understands them, and many feel useless. The rest of us just feel sorry, but not Jesus. This episode of Mark's gospel is not really about a deaf man. It is about deafness and the inability to hear, and with it, therefore, the inability to speak. All of us suffer from some kind of impediment that keeps us from making full use of speech. Some are shy. Some are apathetic. Some are just insensitive and unaware of the silence because they're busy making noise with their opinions or tuning in only the sounds that make them comfortable and secure, and they don't hear anything else. We might call it selective hearing. Some of you claim that your spouses suffer from that. But the fact of the matter is, on a bigger level, this is an impediment that prevents people from hearing, as well as other things that prevent people from hearing, like prejudice or inattention, or simply a decision not to listen. Be open is the command of Jesus in this gospel. Be open. What seems at first like a typical miracle story is way much more. Almost every one of the miracles recorded in the Gospels are public events that happen out in the open in front of everyone. But notice this time, Jesus takes that man off by himself to a private place. It's an intimate and a personal story with intimate and personal details. Jesus touched that man. First, Jesus touched his own mouth, and then he touched the mouth of that man. Then Jesus touched his ears. And I believe that in doing so, Jesus touched his heart. And that's the touch that made him new. We have to wonder what Jesus is saying to us in this gospel, because the Word of God is alive. This isn't some old story from back in the day. We have to wonder what those nameless people who brought that man to Jesus were doing. Perhaps there's the suggestion that we might be expected to lead someone to Christ, someone who's different, and because of it, is suffering. On the other hand, we might well be the ones who are deaf and do not speak. Deaf to the silent cry of someone who's different. Deaf to the word of God that calls us to repentance. We may be the ones who do not speak in the face of injustice and wrongdoing. We may be the one who feel so different, burdened by isolation and depression. Whichever it is, our best hope and our prayer today with this gospel is that Jesus will touch us. Hearing and speech are great gifts, but without a heart that's able to feel compassion, we're never going to use them well. It's only with the heart that we can listen rightly, and only with the heart that we can speak kindly and justly. And for this today,